debate, discuss, predictions, all about The Walking Dead. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to John and Friends Discuss The Walking Dead. I'm John, and here's my friend, Sean Kelly. How you doing today, Sean?
Good, John. How you doing?
On today's episode, we are going to predict Season 8 of The Walking Dead, and we're going to pick three people who we think are going to die. But first, I'd like to thank Ramsey B. for the intro music, and now let's begin.
Pissing our pants yet?
So Season 8 will probably be all-out war. There's going to be a lot of build-up. Well, most of Season 7 was build-up, but there'll be a little bit more, be a lot more action. And it's going to be crazy. What's one thing you think is going to happen this upcoming season, or Season 8?
Season 8 has just so much stuff going into it, especially with this all-out war story arc. You're going to definitely see the end of all-out war in the upcoming episodes of Season 8. It's probably going to go around up to the mid-season finale, I would say. But you're going to see a lot of bloodshed. You're going to see a lot of characters be tested. And you're going to see a lot of relationships be strained as they go through this war and hopefully defeat Negan and the Saviors.
I feel like All Out War is a comic you don't want to rush through. I think it can get the whole season. Or at least, yeah, I think it can definitely, Season 8 could be all of All Out War. Because it's a big comic. There's a lot to do. Do you think it could be all of Season 8?
Oh, yeah. I'm like, well, yeah, every season has 16 episodes. And if they really wanted to, yeah, they could go. And like, it's going to be a lot of intensity through the next season. And they could definitely spread that out through all the episodes. The main complaint I always got from people about Season 7 was it was just nothing. You had that first episode and you had the finale. And that was the only episodes that really had any action. And people, you know, I love build-up, so I like the build-up. I like the way they go through it. I like the way they set up for these big episodes. But if you're that kind of person that just wants action, action, action 24/7, like you're really going to get excited for Season 8 because that's what the all-out war story arc is.
That widow is alive! Guns are blazing!
Touched on the comics, or we haven't really touched on the comics that much. So is there a big comic thing from the all-out war storyline that you really want to see in Season 8?
All right, yeah, so the thing I would love to see about the all-out war story arc is what they do when they win. You know, in the comics, it was a big thing for Rick to not kill Negan. He locks him up and he keeps him prisoner to really get back at this real world. And, you know, this is what people would happen to them in the real world if they did stuff like this, or they committed a crime, or they committed murder. They were locked up. They were put into a jail. And so that's what Rick does with Negan. He puts him in a jail. And Negan is still alive in the comics years after All Out War. So I'm very interested to see if they just kill him off in this comic or in the TV show, or they continue with the comic mode they are going through and keep him alive. So that's what I'm excited for, to see the end of All Out War.
Now, there's a part in the comics that I like. It's when Negan and Saviors put their arrows and their weapons in Walker blood, so it will affect them. And then Rick, I don't remember where he gets shot by Dwight. I think it was the shoulder somewhere. Negan thinks, oh, he's about to die, but Dwight didn't use a contaminated arrow. Now, I kind of hope they do that in this season or up this upcoming season. What do you think about that, or do you want another part of the comic?
Oh, I love that. I think that's so interesting. I think it's very prolific that they do something like that. And I think it's damaging. It's something that Rick's group does not know that's coming. And it's something that not only could hurt someone, but it's a death blow. So basically, if you get hit, like, you can get shot in the series and you just chop off a limb, or you get somewhere and you can just do first aid. It's no problem. But with this, you know, it really cripples people, and it really just destroys them. It kills them, and it's over. So, yeah, I would really like to see that go in, but there's like another part of stuff I want to see, like the grenades, which is a big, big part of the start of All Out War, where Saviors pretty much just bomb Alexandria, and that's something I would also like to see how they do that with the special effects. And this show is so great with special effects, so I would be excited to see anything the Saviors cook up.
Definitely, I want to see the grenades, and I feel like they could work up to the grenades and have that be the end of, or the mid-season finale, where we see there's no hope left. Their home is pretty much destroyed. But yeah, I definitely want to see that and see how the characters would react.
Don't be rude, asshole.
Say hello.
A show like this is big with death and a lot of character deaths. Sasha, Glenn, Abraham. So season 8, well, since we're at war, we're going to have a lot of character deaths. Let's go like this. Three people. The first one is like I wouldn't be shocked if they died. Two would be like, it'd be an OMG moment. And the third, like, they would really, like, break your heart if they died. I feel like I'll go first because I feel like my number one, like, if he died, it would be Eugene. Because I don't think he has anything left unless he does have a trick up his sleeve. Who would be, like, your number one?
Oh, number one, like, not surprised. Number one, break heart. Oh, not surprised. Rosita. I just want her to go. I don't like her character that much. I don't like the way they changed her from her in the comics. She was a lot better in the comics. She wasn't just, like, really, in lack of terms, she just wasn't a bitch. And that's what she is in the TV show, and I don't really like that. And she's just kind of annoying me at this point. So, and I think she's going to do something really ballsy. And I think it's going to, like, help the group, but it's going to result in her own death. It might even result in the death of others. So she'd be the one that I would least... I'd most expect to die in the next upcoming episodes.
The OMG death would be Daryl. I think Daryl's the safest character. I think Rick will die before Daryl, only because he's the moneymaker. He's the most popular character. He makes a lot of the money in the merchandising sales. I feel like he should die. His character arc has over, but I'd be like, oh my, OMG, they killed Daryl.
I think as much as I'm one of those not on the Daryl bandwagon. I don't really like him. If he died, they're going to make so much money off his death sales. So that's fine. I think an OMG character I'd really want to see that would die is Carl. I think they haven't reached that point yet, and they still haven't reached it in the comics. And I think it's like the ending point. Like, it's the one thing Rick is doing everything for is his son. And I think having his son die in some way in either of the two universes, I think that for me would open up such a story arc that I really want to see. I don't want to see how Rick deals with that. I'd be really shocked if Carl died.
I feel like he won't die, but I think I'd cry if Negan died.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely my pick.
I like how Jeffrey Dean Morgan portrays him, and I think it's a good he's great at it. The way he speaks, the way he acts... I would cry if he died. Like, I've grown to love the horrible person that Negan has become.
Yeah, I've always been a proponent of the villains. I think it is the villains. I think it is the conflict of the show that makes the character. And I think, which is why I was a big fan of the Governor. I was a big fan of all the people from Terminus. I was a big fan of Negan especially because he makes and breaks these characters. And he affects everyone around him. Everybody is changed by him, no matter who they are. He changes Rick. He changes Carl. He changes Mackie. This whole thing that he puts over them, this conflict that he puts them in, changes all the characters and changes all the story arcs. So if he died fast in, like, or even at the end of all that war, I'd be really disappointed. And I would just think, wow, we're going to lose not only the stellar acting of Jeffrey Dean Morgan, because he is really good, but the story arcs that Negan could eventually cause.
And with that, we're going to wrap up this episode of John and Friends Discuss the Walking Dead. John and Friends Discuss the Walking Dead is recorded, edited, and produced by myself, John Rogers. I'd like to give a special thanks to my co-host, Mr. Sean Kelly. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, John.
And that is it. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week.